No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the sixth day of January. As we toggle, is that a word? I gotta look it up, because I said it and I don't know what it means. As we journey through this book of Job, maybe I should say, no matter what you've said in your life, you are welcome here. This is a safe space. And boy, we are in the thick of it, right? Just a few days, not even a full week into this brand new year, full week into the Word of God, and a lot has happened. A lot has been revealed to us, and hopefully we are learning a lot about ourselves if we allow the Bible to speak to us. So I'm giving you little tips as we journey through this journey through the Bible, and I don't want to bombard you with a lot of things, so just doing a little bit here and there. Don't want anyone to get overwhelmed, and not everything will be relevant at first. You gotta kind of ease into it, get your feet wet, and then go, oh, that's why you said that. Now I get it. You might not get it at first. With that being said, the Bible has a tendency to read us as we read it, if we're reading it the right way. If we're reading it thinking we've got this all together and we're listening for everyone else, then we're reading it the wrong way. We're listening the wrong way. And maybe that's like a bigger picture of us in our own lives. Maybe we approach people that way. Maybe we listen for them to get done speaking so we can just talk to be heard instead of listening to hear and try to empathize what that person is feeling, what they've been through, instead of just waiting to talk about ourselves, to insert our opinion, to insert our rightness. We should approach the Bible the same way. Because things that we thought were in there, we're going to find out are not. And things that we never thought would be in there, we're going to find they are. So that's today's little nugget to hold on to. Stay open and let the Bible speak to us. Yesterday we ended with Job responding to his buddy Bildad, and that response is where we pick up today. Job chapters 10 through 13, and this week we are reading the Christian Standard Bible. I am disgusted with my life. I will give vent to my complaint and speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, do not declare me guilty. Let me know why you prosecute me. Is it good for you to oppress, to reject the work of your hands and favor the plans of the wicked? Do you have eyes of flesh, or do you see as a human sees? Are your days like those of a human, or your years like those of a man, that you look for my iniquity and search for my sin, even though you know that I am not wicked and that there is no one who can rescue from your power? Your hands shaped me and formed me. Will you now turn and destroy me? Please remember that you formed me like clay. Will you now return me to dust? Did you not pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? You clothed me with skin and flesh and wove me together with bones and tendons. You gave me life and faithful love, and your care has guarded my life. Yet you concealed these thoughts in your heart. I know that this was your hidden plan. If I sin, you would notice and would not acquit me of my iniquity. If I am wicked, woe to me. And if I am righteous, I cannot lift up my head. I am filled with shame and have drunk deeply of my affliction. If I am proud, You hunt me like a lion, and again display your miraculous power against me. You produce new witnesses against me, and multiply your anger toward me. Hardships assault me wave after wave. Why did you bring me out of the womb? I should have died and never been seen. I wish I had never existed, but had been carried from the womb to the grave. Are my days not few? Stop it. Leave me alone so that I can smile a little before I go to a land of darkness and gloom, never to return. It is a land of blackness, like the deepest darkness, gloomy and chaotic, where even the light is like the darkness. Then Zophar, the Naamathite, replied, "Should this abundance of words go unanswered and such a talker be acquitted? Should your babbling put others to silence so that you can keep on ridiculing with no one to humiliate you? You have said, 'My teaching is sound and I am pure in your sight.' But if only God would speak and open his lips against you, he would show you the secrets of wisdom, for true wisdom has two sides. Know then that God has chosen to overlook some of your iniquity. Can you fathom the depths of God or discover the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than the heavens. What can you do? They are deeper than Sheol. What can you know? Their measure is longer than the earth and wider than the sea. If he passes by and throws someone in prison or convenes a court, who can stop him? Surely he knows which people are worthless. If he sees iniquity, will he not take note of it? But a stupid person will gain understanding as soon as a wild donkey is born a human. As for you, if you redirect your heart and spread out your hands to him in prayer, if there is iniquity in your hand, remove it, and don't allow injustice to dwell in your tents. Then you will hold your head high, free from fault. You will be firmly established and unafraid, for you will forget your suffering, recalling it only as water that has flowed by. Your life will be brighter than noonday. Its darkness will be like the morning. You will be confident because there is hope. You will look carefully about and lie down in safety. You will lie down with no one to frighten you, and many will seek your favor. But the sight of the wicked will fail. Their way of escape will be cut off, and their only hope is their last breath." Then Job answered, "No doubt you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. But I also have a mind like you. I am not inferior to you. Who doesn't know the things you are talking about? I am a laughingstock to my friends by calling on God who answers me. The righteous and blameless man is a laughingstock. The one who is at ease holds calamity in contempt and thinks it is prepared for those whose feet are slipping. The tents of robbers are safe, and those who trouble God are secure. God holds them in his hands. But ask the animals, and they will instruct you. Ask the birds of the sky, and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it will instruct you. Let the fish of the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? The life of every living thing is in his hand, as well as the breath of all humanity. Doesn't the ear test words as the palate tastes food? Wisdom is found with the elderly, and understanding comes with long life. Wisdom and strength belong to God. Counsel and understanding are his. Whatever he tears down cannot be rebuilt. Whoever he imprisons cannot be released. When he withholds water, everything dries up. And when he releases it, it destroys the land. True wisdom and power belong to him. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leads counselors away barefoot and makes judges go mad. He releases the bonds put on by kings and fastens a belt around their waists. He leads priests away barefoot and overthrows established leaders. He deprives trusted advisors of speech and takes away the elders' good judgment. He pours out contempt on nobles and disarms the strong. He reveals mysteries from the darkness and brings the deepest darkness into the light. He makes nations great, then destroys them. He enlarges nations, then leads them away. He deprives the world's leaders of a reason and makes them wander in a trackless wasteland. They grope around in darkness without light. He makes them stagger like a drunkard. Look, my eyes have seen all this. My ears have heard and understood it. Everything you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you. Yet I prefer to speak to the Almighty and argue my case before God. You use lies like plaster. You are all worthless healers. If only you would shut up and let that be your wisdom. Hear now my argument and listen to my defense. Would you testify unjustly on God's behalf or speak deceitfully for him? Would you show partiality to him or argue the case in his defense? Would it go well if he examined you? Could you deceive him as you would deceive a man? Surely he would rebuke you if you secretly showed partiality. Would God's majesty not terrify you? Would his dread not fall on you? Your memorable sayings are proverbs of ash. Your defenses are made of clay. Be quiet, and I will speak. Let whatever comes happen to me. I will put myself at risk and take my life in my own hands. Even if he kills me, I will hope in him. I will still defend my ways before him. Yes, this will result in my deliverance, for no godless person can appear before him. Pay close attention to my words. Let my declaration ring in your ears. Now then, I have prepared my case. I know that I am right. Can anyone indict me? If so, I will be silent and die. Only grant these two things to me, God, so that I will not have to hide from your presence. Remove your hand from me, and do not let your terror frighten me. Then call, and I will answer, or I will speak, and you can respond to me. How many iniquities and sins have I committed? Reveal to me my transgression and sin. Why do you hide your face and consider me your enemy? Will you frighten a wind-driven leaf? Will you chase after dry straw? For you record bitter accusations against me and make me inherit the iniquities of my youth. You put my feet in the stocks and stand watch over all my paths, setting a limit for the soles of my feet. A person wears out like something rotten, like a moth-eaten garment. Okay, let's talk about this talk. Anybody cringing yet? Anybody's spine going a little crooked when some of these words get read? Because it's all the right words and it's all the wrong words at the same time. Job's friends believe that they're being helpful. They are going to say everything that can be spoken in suffering. Every angle will be analyzed from what sin did you commit? You must have sinned somewhere. You're not as righteous as you think you are. Maybe this is your kid's sin that you're paying for. I think we've heard this is just God. These are just his ways. They're not to be questioned. And Job, our brother Job, who is experiencing great levels of trauma, great levels of PTSD, where his brain just cannot fathom what happened. And when we can't fathom what happens, we ask the question, why and how, over and over and over again, until it gets completely out of our body. And sometimes it never really leaves our body if it's unresolved. And Job is continuously defending and reiterating his faith, his trust, and his integrity, his faith in God, his trust in God, his devotion to God, his integrity as a human being, and still cannot fathom why this has happened. All of these things on both sides we have experienced as human beings, as believers. We have offered all of the right things that we think will help in the situation that actually hurt. We bring our formulas in the same way his friend Zophar brought. This is what you actually need to do. I can remember growing up, my grandma would tell me who was a Christian because they were at church and they had their hands raised on Sunday. That was her formula for salvation. They were there and they had their hands raised. They love God. And I would giggle just at my grandmother, you know, 40 something years older than me, and these formulas that just as I got older didn't make sense. Grandma, the formula doesn't work. I can stand in the garage, but I'm not a car. It is funny, amazing when we stop and think about the formulas that we think will bring comfort. The things that have said to us, it's like it didn't work when it was said to us. How is this going to work for anyone else? And yet we just grab something that we hope will change the emotion that we're feeling, the unresolved, the questions, the uncertainty, because we don't have the answers. We think we have the answers, but when we say it and we hear it, it just doesn't pan out. And you say them long enough and you hear them long enough and you're like, yeah, that's not even wise. We have to know that this book of Job in the Bible is actually called wisdom literature. There's three books, Job, Proverbs, and Psalm. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go, because this dialogue is going to continue and we're going to be here for a little while. And so we're just going to take little bite-sized pieces. I think this is a good place to stop today as we sort of digest the things that we've heard and our perception of them. Like, what's wrong with what he said? Again, it's not a wrong question. We just have to see how it's going to help our friend Job in this situation, if it's going to help him or if it's going to hurt him. And we have to ask ourselves these same questions. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your wisdom, for your understanding. We are growing in that. Some of us that just got here might be really utterly confused right now. God, I pray that you would comfort their confusion, that you would ease their overwhelming feelings of what does all of this mean, and you would just reveal yourself as the God of love to them now. We will grow in understanding. We will grow in wisdom. We will grow in maturity as we continue in your word. Give us the strength to endure today. We thank you and we praise you. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible. Going to continue with this. This is the website. This is the free app. download it, take a look around, check out the store, check out the resources. I want to mention just a couple of things real quick in the store, especially if you are new. We have journals. Journals have been specifically designed to help you on your journey through the Bible. I would highly recommend journaling. I journal every day, and at the end of the year, I go back and just look at the things that I forgot. Sometimes you can just do it week by week. Take a look back at the week. You can take a look back at the month. But things, themes, stories, they all build on each other in the Bible. And every day seems to be a story within a bigger story, just like our lives. Journaling will help you hold on to those questions. They get answered sometimes down the road. Journaling will help you hold on to a theme. Journaling will help you with something that needs healed within inside of your own heart. Highly recommend it. So there are journals there. There's also a journal on the app, but we'll talk about that at a later time. And there are pencils. And you're like, pencils, come on. I'm promising you, if you're a chef, if you like to cook, if you've got butter and you peel back the paper and you just glide it over that hot pan, these black wing pencils are like butter gliding over a warm griddle. Subtle and silky and like the pencil never even leaves the page. It's just so satisfying. So because Brian and I are big journalers, we're big writers, and we love a good pencil, these have been developed for you there. Also want to mention, we have a reference written by my brilliant husband, Brian. By the way, congratulations on going into the 21st year of Daily Audio Bible, babe. I'm so proud of him. He wrote a devotional called The God of Your Story, and it is a one-year devotion where he took the reading from that day over at Daily Audio Bible. It's Old Testament, New Testament, Psalm, and Proverbs every single day. And he chose one and wrote a devotional for it for an entire year. And we reference that here often. I do, because he summarizes things in a way that just, it's a power protein packed punch. So you can get that in the Daily Audio Bible shop. And if you'd like to follow along, I would recommend you doing so. And it's just worth having something to hold on to and to pull from. And it's a great resource to do so. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much. We could not do this ministry without each and every one of you. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or you can utilize the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand section, and lastly look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you'd like to share what you believe God has answered prayers through the prayers of this community, several different ways for you to do so. For chronological, 800-583-2164, or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes total on the prayer line. And then when you are finished on the app, hit submit, turn that little wheel with your finger to chronological to ensure that it gets to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. I love you all. I'm so glad that you're here, truly. I'm so grateful to be in this space with you and to be a part of your spiritual journey in some small way. I don't take it for granted, and I know what a privilege this is. And it comes with a great weight of responsibility. I'm humbled and I'm grateful. We'll continue in the book of Job together tomorrow. Until then, love one another.
Hey, my beautiful Dab C fam, this is KSD. I want to lift up a sister who didn't leave a name, but she's a first-time caller, and she's currently pregnant and had a hard time getting pregnant and wants everything to go well. Sis, we definitely want that for you as well. So, Dabsy, let's all gather around our sister and pray. Father, we come on behalf of this, your daughter. You know who she is. You know her down sitting and her uprising, her coming and her going. You are acquainted with all of her ways. And we ask, God, that you being the giver and the sustainer of life, that you would bless her womb to be able to bring forth a healthy baby full term in its proper time. We ask, God, that you will stabilize her pregnancy. Let everything go as you would have it to. And I pray that the pregnancy would be without complications. We thank you, Lord, that even though she has had a difficult time getting pregnant, you brought her to this place. And so, Lord, we trust that you will bring her to that expected end. And Lord, we ask that you would comfort her heart, settle her heart to know that you are there in every heartbeat, in every breath, in every movement of that baby. You are there. So Lord, be with our sister and strengthen her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, community. This is the fire tender in North Georgia. I have MS and I have very limited use of my body, only my right arm, and that's become very limited. The other night, or morning, on the 31st, I had to go to the ER, and evidently I have very resistant UTI that's basically requiring IV treatment. I thought that I could get that treatment at home, so I denied being admitted, basically because I was scared. So I came home to my caretaker and some of my friends that show up to help me. But if this medicine doesn't work, I'm going to have to be admitted. I'll find out Tuesday when the nurse comes back to do a urine sample. So please, I'm asking for your prayers that I won't have to go and be admitted in the ER. I really appreciate this community and everything that Brian and Jill have done. So I just want to say thank you. And I hope everyone is... I want to say Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you.
Please pray for my mother, who turned 96 on December 14th. She's losing her eyesight and hearing. I'm her daughter and caregiver. Pray that the Lord will lower her blood pressure and also lower mine and the heart rate, as I have AFib. Praise the Lord. I know He's our great physician, and trusting Him.
Salutations, my Dabsy family. His broken vessel, formerly his little songbird from Alberta, Canada. And I'm back. I took a year off from the chronological side, and I missed it so very much that I had to come back and just be a double dabber. So hope y'all don't mind, but I'm crawling on your boat as well to take this journey. And looking forward to getting to know you all and pray for you and just solidify that family bond once again. I love you guys. God, He loves you so much more.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. This is Cynthia from upstate. And I say Happy New Year to each of you, but I'd like to say a prayer for Sam and Shamik, who both lost loved ones within hours of each other. Thank you, Carrie, a.k.a. Jesus Girl, for sharing that. Lord Jesus, I come to you and I just ask for a special prayer for Sam and Shamik. Lord, they have been through some very, very trying times with drugs and alcohol. I believe alcohol. And we come together to say that no weapon formed against you will prosper. So please don't turn back to that thing, but turn towards God and lean on Him. He will be able to help you through this horrific time of the passing of your mother and sister. Lord Jesus, we don't know sometimes why so much comes upon us at one time, but we do know that many times it's an answer to leaning on you, to coming closer to you, to drawing nearer to you. So Lord, we just ask that they turn to you and they turn to the family of God to just seek their comfort and support instead of alcohol. Lord, I just ask for prayer for many people who may be dealing with similar issues and not to turn towards any type of drink or drugs, but to turn towards you. And they will find their intoxication will come from loving you, from serving you, and from knowing you. Lord, I also would like to ask for prayer for the monks who are walking for peace that have started in Texas and are moving their way to Washington. Lord Jesus, please protect them. Please let their walk be infectious to all who want peace in this world. Amen.